Subject History Class 3 Topic Our Rich Heritage. Hello children. Let us begin this chapter by understanding the meaning of heritage. Heritage means something that is passed down from one generation to another. Monuments, songs, music, dances, epics, folk tales, festivals, etc. are all a part of heritage. In this chapter, you will learn about some monuments, epics and folk tales and festivals. First, let us begin with monuments. Monuments are special buildings. Some of them are built to remind people of a famous person or an event. Forts, temples, palaces, pillars, monasteries, memorials are all monuments. Let us know about some monuments. First, let us begin with the Taj Mahal. Now children, I'm sure many of you must have visited the Taj Mahal and know how beautiful the Taj Mahal is. The Taj Mahal, one of the most famous monuments in Agra, was built more than 350 years ago by a ruler named Shah Jahan in memory of his wife. The Kumbhalgarh Fort. The Kumbhalgarh Fort in Rajasthan was built 600 years ago by a ruler called Rana Kumbha. There are many palaces, gardens and temples inside the fort. A 36 kilometer long wall guards the fort and it is the second longest wall in the world. The Sanchi Stupa. The Sanchi Stupa in Madhya Pradesh was built more than 2000 years ago by Emperor Ashoka. It is famous for its decorated gateways. The Chhot Temple. The Chhot Temple is one of the most oldest temples in Mahabalipuram in Tamil Nadu. Built by a ruler called Narasimha Varmana II about 1300 years ago. It is made of a type of rock called granite. The Konark Sun Temple. The Konark Sun Temple is one of the most famous temples in Odisha, built more than 700 years ago by a ruler called Narasimha Deva I. The temple is in the shape of a chariot and has huge stone wheels. The Tawang Monastery. The Tawang Monastery is the largest Buddhist monastery in India in Arunachal Pradesh. It has a very tall statue of Gautam Buddha and it is famous for its yellow roof and bright colorful gateway. Now, let us know about epics and folk tales. Epics are long poems that tell the story of heroes and their adventures. The Ramayana and the Mahabharata are our two epics. To know more about Ramayana and Mahabharata, please refer to your history textbook, page number 68. Folk tales. A folk tale is a story told by people and passed from one generation to another. There is no one author for a folk tale. Thus, it is told differently by different people. The Panchatantra is a collection of fables written in Sanskrit and it teaches us about values. The Jatakas are a collection of stories and fables.